Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Government scraps land-related problem resolution commission. Home Minister Balakrishna Khar updates Parliament about Darchula incident. No confidence motion registered against Lumbini Province Chief Minister Shankar Pokhrel. Health Ministry directs all health offices across the country to certify COVID-19 vaccination card free of cost. And resident of besieged Afghan city urged to evacuate ahead of army operation against Taliban. Now, the news in detail. Lawmakers have demanded the government search Jaya Singh Dhami, who went missing in the Mahakali River on the 30th of July due to a rope bridge snapping allegedly by the Indian Security Border Security Forces, SSB, in Darchula. Speaking at the House of Representatives meeting today, the lawmakers also drew the government's attention towards bringing out the facts about Darchula incident and provide compensation to the victim's family, saying the incident is the concern of both Nepal and India. The lawmakers suggested the government resolve the issues with diplomatic efforts with the Indian government. Moreover, the lawmakers drew the government's attention towards making the anti-COVID-19 vaccination campaign more effective and organized. They further stressed on the need for resettling the victims of rain-induced disasters across the country at the earliest. The lawmakers also asked the government to address the problems of sugarcane farmers. Responding to the lawmakers' concern, Minister for Home Affairs Balakrishna Khar said search of Jaya Singh Dhami is going on. He said 9 police units from Lali to Dumling under the District Police Office Darchula and 5 border security bases of the Armed Police Force had been mobilized in search of Dhami. He also informed the House that Home Ministry's Joint Secretary-led Probe Committee had been leading the on-site investigation to find out the facts into the case. In today's House meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs presented the annual report of the Muslim Commission on behalf of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba. The House meeting also endorsed a condolence motion on the demise of former lawmaker Akbar Bahadur Singh. The government has scrapped the Land-Related Problem Resolution Commission. Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister and Government Spokesperson Ganendra Bahadur Karki informed the scrapping of the commission. The cabinet meeting has also decided to ask clarification from Director General of Railway Department Guru Prasad Bhattrai, alleging him of breach of codes. The Cabinet has appointed Madhu Prasad Regmi to the Chair of Teachers' Service Commission. Likewise, the Cabinet approved the first amendment of National Medical Education Regulations. No confidence motion has been registered against Lumbini Province Chief Minister Shankar Pokhrel. The motion was registered by the Opposition Alliance of Nepali Congress, the CPN Mao Center, and the People's Socialist Party and Rashtriya Janamorcha. Kula Prasad Kesi of the CPN Mao Center has been proposed for the next Chief Minister of Lumbini Province with the signature of 34 Province Assembly members today. The Election Commission has scrapped the registration of 41 political parties for not submitting their audit reports for 3 consecutive fiscal years. Commission's spokesperson Rajkumar Shrestha said the Commission's decision of scrapping the party's registration would come into effect from tomorrow. Along with the scrapping of the registration, the parties had been slapped 50,000 rupees fine. The commission said until the fine had been paid, the office bearers of the political parties would not be allowed to register another party or be office bearers of any other political parties. Now there are 91 political parties registered in the Election Commission. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed all public health offices across the country to certify the vaccination card via online free of cost. Issuing a notice today, the Health Ministry also asked all the hospitals with more than 50-bed capacity to certify the vaccination card free of cost for people aspiring to visit abroad. The Ministry further urged people to get vaccinated, securing pre-registration of the 17th of August, and asked the hospitals to certify the vaccination card that would include QR code. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has reported 3,383 new cases of COVID-19 today. The Ministry has said 1,994 corona patients have recovered today itself. Likewise, 24 people succumbed to coronavirus infection in the last 24 hours, taking the total death toll to 9,922 in the country. Likewise, the District Administration Office Kathmandu has urged people not to get involved in crowd gathering activities, citing a rise in coronavirus infection rate in the Kathmandu Valley in the last few days. Issuing a notice today, the District Administration Office requested not to organize public gatherings and overcrowded activities, saying activities like conference, meeting, rally and seminars are still taking place even amidst the high risk of coronavirus infection. This news comes to you from Reed in Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The government has deployed a team to Melamci for a detailed geological survey of the area. Director General of Department of Mines and Geology, Ram Prasad Ghimirish, said a 5-member squad comprising 3 members of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority and 2 from the department have been deployed for this study. Former captain of Nepali national cricket team Paras Khadkar has announced his retirement from the international cricket. Former captain Khadkar announced his retirement from playing the international cricket through his Twitter post today. Khadkar was the captain of the Nepali cricket team from 2009 to 2019. As a captain, starting from Division 5, he led the team to one-day international recognition. During his career, he has played 10 one-day internationals and 33 T20 international tournaments. He had debuted for the senior Nepali team against Malaysia in April 2004. You are listening to Read in Nepal's English News. Now on some international updates. Residents of a besieged Afghan city have been urged to evacuate ahead of an army operation against the Taliban. General Sami Siddharth, who is leading the battle against Taliban in the southern province of Helmand, called on people to leave its capital Lashkar Gah as soon as possible. The UN says at least 40 civilians have been killed in Lashkar Gah in the past day amidst intense fighting. The Taliban are reported to have captured most of the city, but the fighting is continuing and the government forces have vowed not to let it fall into militant hands. In the ongoing 32nd Summer Olympic Games, China is leading the medal tally with 32 gold, 20 silver and 16 bronze medals. The US is trailing behind in the second position with 24 gold, 27 silver and 20 bronze medals. And host Japan is in the third position with 19 gold, 6 silver and 11 bronze medals. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government scraps Land-Related Problem Resolution Commission. Home Minister Balakrishna Khar updates Parliament about Dharchula incident. No confidence motion registered against Lumbini Province Chief Minister Shankar Pokhrel. Health Ministry directs all health offices across the country to certify COVID-19 vaccination cards free of cost. And residents of Abyssis of Khan City urged to evacuate ahead of army operation against Taliban. That's the end of news from Read in Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinereadinnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.